Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, July the 14th, 2026, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. And, well, what can you say? Let's start here. This is the reason why I believe streaming the city council meetings live is not a good idea. Here's what the deal is. Last night's agenda looked like a pretty mundane agenda. There was really nothing on there that was really going to garner much attention. If you would have looked at it, you would have thought, well, you know, why do I need to go to this one? There's nothing really on here that's all that important. Well, last night's city council meeting turned into one of the most interesting city council meetings that I have attended in quite some time. Now, the reason for that, there's actually several reasons for that, but none of them, to my knowledge, were on the agenda at all last night. And oddly enough, the room was more full last night than it had been in quite some time because people showed up. And I do think when people show up, that's when it happens. So that's my little soliloquy here this morning on why people should not watch these on Facebook Live. But regardless of that little statement, last night a very interesting thing happened. It had to do with flock cameras. Now, there was nothing on the agenda last night in regard to flock cameras. But out of the blue, once we got through the agenda did not take very long at all. I don't even think the agenda took 45 minutes last night. We get to the end of the agenda, and of all people, 5th Ward City Councilman Thad Smith has something to read. And basically decides that flock cameras need to go. And then 4th Ward City Councilman Nathan Stevenson speaks up, who, to my knowledge, has not spoken up in regard to anything on city council since he's been there, appointed earlier this year to fill the vacancy left by Twyla Lang. Now, I don't want to tell you about this, so I have about an 8-minute clip from last night's meeting that I taped while I was there. This might be a little hard to hear, but I don't think it's too terrible. So I want you to hear what Thad Smith had to say. I want you to hear what Nathan Stevenson had to say, what Dan Clark had to say, and then ultimately what Police Chief Jay McDonald had to say about these flock cameras, and then we'll go from there this morning. Now, basically, if you've been keeping up with these flock cameras, many conversations have been had in City Council about them. The grant money was supposed to run out in May. Apparently it did. So if the grant money had not come in again, the flock cameras would have gone away. The county ended up getting a grant. The city didn't have to pay anything for these flock cameras to stay, is what we were told. So I think most people thought that was the end of it. Well, it wasn't the end of it, and here's what happened last night.
If we got a little bit of time, I'd like to discuss flock cameras and the surveillance a little bit. So I wrote a little something out here. Just going to read it. And then if anybody else has anything that they'd like to add in, feel free. So the surveillance in the communities, in my opinion, isn't right. It's not just here. It's in towns all over Ohio. And they're canceling their flock contracts. And quite honestly, it's not just in Ohio, it's all over the country. There may be major privacy concerns, whether it be tracking with, you know, whether it be local police, federal police, the capabilities of the system, do not align with constitutional rights, and in my opinion, we shouldn't have them. Flock is a private company with over $300 million in government contracts. That means that the government is using our tax dollars to survey us every single place you go. That may not be how our local police department is using them. You know, I can't speak for that, and I would like to think not. But it's already been found out that all over the country, all over the U.S., that is happening. So there is no amount of auditing that should make anybody feel comfortable with how many cameras are being utilized by our government. So
I have been collecting some evidence of other city councils, and their research into Flock cameras and following several people who post their findings on Flock and their surveillance and their security. It has been found numerous times that they, despite claiming being encrypted photography, they are not. So far as to have open web pages that I have personally visited that you simply type in the web address and you have access to thousands of cameras across the nation. Furthermore, the AI systems that are in control of the cameras that specifically control the movement and observation of the cameras are programmed to track faces specifically. They are moving to add audio detection to listen to keywords and to attempt to have audio surveillance of the entire United States, as well as their camera tracking. They are further moving to incorporate drones into their equipment to have 24/7 eyes in the sky, which admittedly could be useful for police, as if their motives were as they say they are, and they only did license plates, and they only helped with warrants and the things that they claim to want to assist with, I would be all for it. But they have proven multiple times in a series of evidence that I have been collecting that is not their goal and their intention. And one final point is, just because we have thousands of cameras that are already eavesdropping into our lives, that are already breaking into the verges of what our Fourth Amendment rights cover, adding more to the list doesn't make those previous any less of infringements upon people's personal rights to privacy and security. And these are the sort of items that are the baby steps towards a total police state, and whether or not they end up becoming that is up to us. And it's the sort of decision that I think that I regret to be someone who has to make these sorts of decisions, that we have come to the point where that is even a question. But we should not bow down and accept being monitored 24/7 all of the time, wherever we are, because, you know, we have already seen what this country, you know, is willing to do with COVID restrictions when it comes to telling people where they can be, what hours that they are allowed to be out, and the ability for 24/7 surveillance to turn the United States into essentially a prison camp is not far-fetched with these devices in place.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Clark.
Yeah, I appreciate your thoughts there. However, the cameras that we have in Marion County are strictly license plate readers. They do not toggle. They do not move. And I think the chief of police will back me up on this, that they only take a picture of the rear of the vehicle, nothing else. Is that not correct?
That is correct. And there are a couple other things that were said today that I want to respond to. First, the city of Cleveland did move to cancel their contract. They've since reconsidered, reinstated it. The same with the city of Toledo. They've reversed their decision. Flock does have drones. We do not have Flock drones. Drones will replace helicopters and airplanes that are being used by law enforcement at some point in the future. Won't happen in my career, but at some point in the future, they absolutely will. We talk about, or we've heard from speakers on council now and people in the past, how this is unconstitutional. Well, when we have a disagreement about what's constitutional, what do? We go to court, and a court decides. And not one court in the country has said that they are unconstitutional. And there have been cases. And what they have found is, when you are in the public, your right to privacy is lessened. You have a license plate on your car for a reason. That license plate could be seized by the state of Ohio. It is there to identify your car from the other cars that look like your cars, to make your car identifiable. That's what a license plate is for. That's why they exist. And when you drive by a static camera that takes a picture of your license plate, that has been accepted by courts all across the country as not being a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Now, has the Supreme Court ruled? No, they have not. Could they rule? Sure they could, because there may be people who want to appeal the appellate court rulings to the Supreme Court. Whether the court hears it or not, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. But just today, I was in Common Pleas Court where we were at a trial where people drove by 157 North Grand and shot from their moving car at people and cops on the porch. Remember the video? You all saw the video. Flock cameras played a vital role in making that apprehension of somebody who was willing to drive by and shoot at witnesses to a crime and two police officers. And we've just today, a man who came from Indiana to steal an 11-year-old autistic boy was sentenced in Common Pleas Court, where we used Flock cameras to help recover that child unharmed. So if anybody wants to come look and see how Flock cameras work in real life, not on the internet where people can say whatever they want, please come and we'll show you.
Now, the voices you heard there, first voice was 5th Ward City Councilman Thaddeus Smith, followed by 4th Ward City Councilman Nathan Stevenson, City Councilman at Large Dan Clark, and then Police Chief Jay McDonald. Now, what happened after that was Thad Smith made a motion to remove all Flock cameras from the city of Marion, and to direct the administration to do so. It was seconded by Nathan Stevenson. The vote was going to happen, and to be honest with you, I don't know if anybody really knew how that vote was going to go. Obviously, Thad Smith, Nathan Stevenson, seemed as if they were going to vote to get rid of them. It seemed as if Aaron Rollins was going to vote to get rid of them. And it seemed as if Scott Kreider was going to vote to get rid of them. So, where did that leave everybody else? Well, it looked like Dan Clark was going to vote for them to stay, and possibly Ralph Smith was going to vote for them to stay. Now, I can't say for sure about Ralph Smith, but he did give a little speech last night in which he said he thought the Flock cameras were fine. Mrs. Larkin, who knows? Sean Barr, don't really know. And let's see, who else do we have there last night? I think everybody else was pretty well undecided at that particular point. So that's where it all came down last night. It was going to be a close vote. It was going to be a 5-4, one way or another. But before that vote could happen, And see, this is where a lot of things get confusing. Teresa Lubke has been there many times. Teresa Lubke, a pretty prominent member in the Democratic Party. Now, at one point, she wanted to stop the vote last night because she felt it should go to legislation and codes and laws, the committee, because she doesn't want things rushed through city council. But there's a little bit of confusion there, because it's not as if this hasn't been talked to death. Flock cameras have been talked to death. Now, maybe it was the idea of what the regulation would be, but it seemed as if, to me, they wanted to remove the cameras. So I don't know exactly what that regulation would have looked like. But before we take any phone calls here this morning, when the meeting was over, again, something nobody would have seen if they weren't at the meeting last night, I did conduct about a 5-minute interview with Nathan Stevenson, because he eventually pulled back his second, which is what stopped the vote from happening last night, and now this will go to the Legislative Codes Committee next Monday night. So here's what Nathan Stevenson, 4th Ward City Councilman, had to say after last night's City Council meeting in regard to his flock camera vote.
Scott Spears here after tonight's City Council meeting, WGH Talk Radio. We're with 4th Ward City Councilman Nathan Stevenson. The conversation tonight turned to flock cameras. Nathan, you and 5th Ward City Councilman Thaddeus Smith certainly made this an issue tonight. What brought this on, and what are your concerns with the flock cameras in the city?
Well, we have both made note of sort of the growing disdain that is around town and is seemingly a growing sentiment in across the United States, and both of us see it as, if not currently, potentially in the future, a significant Fourth Amendment violation, and that it is a topic that we would like to see addressed here in town. And, you know, we can't affect the whole world, but we can make our slice of life a little bit more palatable for everybody.
Now, you pulled back your second tonight on Thad's motion to ban all flock cameras in the city limits because you want to extend this further. Explain what you want to see done at this point.
Well, I was, you know, there was a little bit of pushback on us here tonight of people did not want to see this rushed. And I do agree, Thaddeus and I have been briefly discussing, and I just wanted to make sure that we weren't jumping the gun on that. I would like to see legislation put in place that bans not just Flock from surveillance, but all third-party companies that are, you know, not beholden to anyone, that are private companies. I would like to see all forms, because if you just tackle Flock, then, you know, if you have legislation that says this one company can't do this one thing, well, that doesn't stop someone else from coming along and doing the exact same thing.
After you made your assertions tonight about what Flock does and the surveillance, so on and so forth, Police Chief Jay McDonald stood up and took that time to refute some things that you had said. What did you make of Chief McDonald's response?
I appreciate his response. I will recognize that Marion's cameras, as he said, don't have the capabilities of facial tracking and audio detection that is currently being rolled out in the newest model of Flock cameras, that our cameras are more of the simpler first generation models. But as with all things, if we allow them to continue getting away with what they are currently doing, then there's no reason in the future that they couldn't upgrade those to higher duty models that are more that infringe upon rights in the ways that their higher models do, with facial tracking and audio monitoring, and going so far as device scraping via Bluetooth, of taking information from passing cell phones and cars and everything that's connected to internet.
One of the things is sending this back to the legislation committee. A lot of, well, I would say the majority of members on that committee tonight did not seem to be in agreement that the Flock cameras were a problem. So do you think there's any chance that this legislation will make it back to council going through that particular committee?
Well, I would like to ask the people of Marion who are listening here to show up to that meeting. That I think that there are more than enough people in town that are of the opinion that they would like to see Flock and similar companies removed from our streets. And I would like to see, you know, a bit of a grassroots movement on having, you know, some support on this, because the legislation is a little bit stacked on the opposition here. I hope to have a couple of good conversations here with those members and see if there is at least a common ground that can be found.
Final question for you here tonight. Is there anything short of the removal of these Flock cameras? Because right now we're being told by the police chief that we do not pay anything for them, that they are only checking license plates. That's all the information they're doing. That's why they're there, and that's it. So is there any common ground for you in which these could stay up?
Well, cost isn't really an issue. You know, I'm glad that there isn't a price to be paid for on top of the invasion of privacy that they provide. I suppose if there was going to be a middle ground, of my opinion would be that we should have legislation that very directly restricts what Flock is allowed to have, that they are not allowed to advance further than what they already have. If at the end of the day, if it is restricted exclusively to license plate reading by law, by legislation, then that's at least a step in the right direction if removal isn't on the table for us right now.
Fourth Ward City Councilman Nathan Stevenson. Thank you, Nathan.
All right, Nathan Stevenson, after last night's meeting, and I forgot Bill Dichtel. Bill Dichtel would have been possibly one of the swing votes last night. He wanted to see legislation, but again, that's where I kind of got confused last night, because basically it was, as far as I could tell, Thad Smith's motion was to remove the cameras. So I'm not really sure what legislation you needed there, which is where this might end up now. I'm not sure, but if you look at the Legislative Codes Committee, you've got Ralph Smith and Dan Clark and Scott Kreider. And I think Ralph and Dan have pretty well made their thoughts known as far as Flock cameras go. Go ahead, Colin.
Let's cut the pleasantries and get to the good stuff. You forgot that Twyla stood up and lectured Thad, not as the treasurer of the city of Marion, but as a citizen of the city of Marion, which, I mean, didn't she get to speak out of turn?
Well, I don't think we really have any rules at this point.
See,
but that all comes back to, again, was Mary controlling the meeting? That's where it all comes.
Well, and they were allowed to clap when a councilman, and shout out to Nathan Stevenson. Now, I did not make that meeting last night simply because I did not have enough time to shower before the meeting started, and I was a nasty, sweaty, mulch, grime-covered mess, but I did shower in time to throw on some clothes and listen to the meeting, and I was dancing in my living room.
Well, let me tell you, but before we break this down, this is something that's interesting. That's why I started off the way I did this morning. When I showed up,
great interviews, by the way. Great coverage.
Well, thank you. Well, when I showed up last night, I knew something was up because the room was more filled than it had been probably at any time this year.
Really?
And I thought, there's something going on here tonight. And there were some other things that went on last night, too, that we wouldn't have time to... Well, maybe we'll get to it in the second hour. But there was definitely something going on. And I think, again, everything that was interesting last night to most people on a pretty much dead agenda, nothing exciting on the agenda, if you would have just looked at the agenda, you would have thought, well, this is going to be a quick, boring meeting.
That's why I didn't. I was like, I'm just going to finish what I'm doing. This is because there's a meeting tonight that I am going to. So, you know, I was like, I'm going to prioritize. I'm for sure going tomorrow. I'm not going tonight. Had I known, wow.
Right, and I think that's my whole argument against the live stream, I guess. So, you know, because people who probably would have wanted to speak on that sort of thing weren't there because they did have another option. And I think that ultimately becomes the problem. But that's really not the issue here today.
You know what? I didn't have to be there to get. I didn't have to be there to get hope. Hope that it's clear now that they aren't all in lockstep on everything, like I used to believe. That gives me hope.
I haven't felt that for a while.
Well, I'm. You know me, negative Nelly. I needed more proof to believe it, and I've gotten my proof now. Shout out to Thad because he's taking a leap of faith here because he's going up against the police department and the sheriff's department on this one. So shout out to him. That's my other thing of hope, that these people care enough about our civil rights that they're willing to stand up. And two young men, less than 30, are willing to stand up and take on the local government. And I wasn't there, but I could hear the tone in McDonald's voice and in Danny Clark's voice, and then it was just very lecturing, and, you know, everything is fine, and McDonald gave those two instances of how flock cameras have been used, and I can give you instances all over the United States of where they've been misused, and our own police department has been accused of misusing them. Of course, they won't admit to it, but a national audit said that they did misuse them. And McDonald also said that as far as it goes, they are constitutional, and we can have a disagreement about this, that, and the other, and the Supreme Court, whatever. And ironically, it was not about flock cameras, but there was a case recently just decided by the Supreme Court. It had to do with basically warrantless searches of data, but this is cell phones. And it was, and, you know, McDonald said we have a lower expectation of privacy in public, and the Supreme Court said that's true, but it's not zero, kind of the way that the police departments and everyone portray our rights. And this just came out within the last weeks, because I think the Supreme Court just wrapped up their session and on summer break. This just came out, and they're already talking about how it's going to turn flock on its ear. Because civil rights attorneys, ACLU, is already chomping at the bit to start dropping cases to make them get warrants to be able to use flock camera information. And the city of Los Angeles, California, the second most populated city in the United States of America, canceled their contract with flock camera, will not be using any type of those products whatsoever due to privacy concerns. The second most populated city in the United States says, no, we're worried about privacy. City of Marion's fighting tooth and nail to keep them.
Well, I'll tell you something that happened last night as I'm sitting there. And I think, things happen every day, so things can change. But I do believe for everybody who wanted to get rid of flock cameras, the chance was missed last night. I thought last night was the chance.
That was their way to stifle and tamper, because you're right, this will never, ever make this out of legislation, codes, and committees. You got Ralph Smith and Sally Jesse Raphael, a.k.a. Danny Clark. They will never, they're both for these cameras. There's your two no votes right there.
Yeah, but I think...
Why do we need legislation? As Thad said last night, when Aaron Ratliff was up there and wanted to take the ability to raise bus fare out of the administration's hands, Aaron Ratliff did it on a verbal vote, and it passed.
Mark
Russell knows that PD doesn't want this to happen. He's not on. Aaron Rollins said he would help write legislation. Let's let the legislation get written. Hopefully it's on there Monday. And as Mr. Stevenson said, who I would vote for again as of right now. I never voted for him to begin with, did I?
You voted for Twyla, didn't you?
No, I did not vote for Twyla.
Oh, I thought you became a Republican, but
no, I voted
ahead.
For Sabra. I didn't poke the button next to her name, and there was no other button to poke.
Well, you know how it goes. No, but here's the problem.
Like he said, though, let's get that legislation, and let's go stare Sally Jesse in the face and tell her that, hey, this will be your last term, sweetheart, if you don't do what we want.
Yeah, but let me just say here.
I also want to point this out. Next year, I'm looking at Flock this way. Next year, the county's not going to have any money for Flock at all. Zero, zilch, nada. So I we'll see if we get a grant next year or not.
Well, here's what I want to say. I don't believe Dan Clark's tone was that
Sally
bad.
Jesse.
Well, I don't think it was that bad.
I was
last
listening
night.
To that, and no, it compared to the way he normally is. No, he was not nearly as bitchy.
No.
I appreciate your input. However,
now,
whenever
Chief,
you say the word "but" or "however," that means everything I just said doesn't actually apply.
Now, Chief McDonald, yes, he was upset. Now, clear, and this is something being in the room, he was clearly upset. And when he thought that vote was going to go through, definitely, because I don't think he knew which way it was going to go. Because it was very clear that Thad and Nathan, most likely Aaron Rollins, most likely Scott Kreider, were going to vote against it to take him down.
I noticed this morning in front of O'Reilly's Auto Parts. And then right there by the 5-0 drive-thru on Jefferson Street, there's one facing east, and there's one facing west. There's two of them, like right there. You could stand by one and see the other. Now, if you head north on Jefferson, there's another one on Jefferson Street. Why do we need three triangles and not even a half mile, or three triangles, three cameras and not even a half mile little triangle right there? Two of them across the street from each other, and one of them right up the road. If this isn't about surveillance, why does Marmette fund cameras? Why does Marmette pay for cameras?
Well, I guess
this isn't about surveillance.
Well, I guess I'm
does
just
Marmette.
Well, I'm
just, Marmette doesn't find kidnapped kids or lost seniors. Marmette busts drug dealers.
Well,
we need to surveil drug dealers to bust them.
I was just surprised with all the momentum that they had last night, and the fact that even if they had taken the vote last night and it would have went down, which it probably would have went down 5-4 by one vote, they still could have brought legislation to the committee. So again,
yes.
Why they pulled back that vote? I'm still really
confused.
Because
they were young and they were bullied into it.
Well, Thad was not. Thad made sure to say when Nathan pulled back his second, Thad made sure to say that I'm not pulling back my motion.
And Thad would be the senior statesman in that situation, wouldn't he?
Well, but I think he was hoping that maybe Kreider or Rollins would jump in with a second, but they didn't.
And I understand why they didn't. And I also agree that last night was their one best chance to get it. However, this also gives people a chance to organize. And if Stevenson is serious, then let's get organized and let's show up and let's show them.
I think
if Danny Clark wants to talk about a free-for-all, I'll tell you what, those Flock people are, they're free-for-all
those,
type
those
people.
Flock people do want to talk, but I think that's why I did the interview with Nathan and asked him the question about, you know, what's the best thing short of getting rid of these cameras that you can hope for here? And I think ultimately that's what this will be. There will be something put in legislation that says they can go no further than to read license plates.
Well, you know, they were talking about that too, and McDonald is chewing Kim Mayer's behind. Well, that stuff's in the bottom of the agenda. It's attached at the bottom of the agenda. If you just look at the agenda, okay, first off, not everyone knows what the agenda is. Not everyone gets the agenda. Now, I'd imagine there's some people listening to you right now that wouldn't know how to get on the internet and navigate to the agenda, and I don't mean that disrespectfully. It's just not what everybody knows or is capable of doing. So why, okay, it's buried in the bottom of this document. If you go looking for it, you can find the information yourself. Why not just answer it?
Well,
you know,
but,
it's turned up like we're idiots because we can't dig around and find it.
Well, now, here's the thing, though. I don't want to... let's start here. Okay, first of all, Mark Russell, the fact that he would want to put this in legislation, that doesn't shock me, because that's what a lawyer would want to do.
Yes.
Okay, so him doing that, I don't think had anything to do with...
It's also a good way to halt everything, too. Just halt it all.
Yeah, but I don't think that was his purpose.
We need this in written form.
I don't think that was his purpose. I think his purpose was, I don't really know what you're motioning here, and I think we need to have this in legislative form. Now, I think that was Mark Russell's purpose. I never heard Jay McDonald say anything about that. IBK was just trying to defend the Flock cameras. Bill Dichtel said he would like to see something in legislative form, but I thought it was pretty cut and dry. We're going to take down the cameras. That was, I don't know why you would need that in legislative form.
Well, then Jay McDonald wanted to stand up and argue, well, what if some of the cameras are on private property?
Well, that's,
and the one he's talking about is, I'm pretty sure, is the one I saw on Jefferson Street just this morning. It's on, it's by the little smoke shop. It's on a telephone pole. It's not even mounted on a, like, the, they're all normally mounted on, like, a metal pole. This isn't even mounted on a metal pole. It's mounted on a telephone pole. So, and, you know, and Aaron Rowland said, well, do the private property owners know they're on their property? Well, yes, we contacted them and got their, you know, consent. Well, then I'm pretty sure we can take them off of their property, too.
Yeah, well, and I also, well, and Aaron, I think, was the first one who said, if this doesn't happen tonight, I will help you write the legislation.
Yeah.
So, I think that killed a little bit of the momentum, and I felt that Thad knew that, and that's why he wanted to make the motion last night, and the fact that he knew he had a second, I think, in Nathan Stevenson, because I think Nathan said that they had talked a little bit before the meeting. The one that was kind of shocking to me, and just because she attends a lot of the meetings, was Teresa Lubke. And I'm not sure why she stood up from the audience and wanted to see it put in some kind of legislative...
Teresa is very much about procedure and protocol and things being followed, and I don't want to say rule of law, but she was the CEO for a nonprofit, the YMCA, for a very long time.
I understand that, but I'm saying
it's just all about doing things correctly.
Well, but I don't think that it was being done incorrectly last night. That was the point.
I guess that would have came down to the law director saying, no, this is a valid motion. There's nothing wrong with the way this is being done.
Right,
we can also put some legislation together.
And this idea last night that we have not talked about Flock cameras. We've talked about Flock cameras at city council meetings more than we've talked about anything else.
We've talked them to death. There's
right.
Nothing left to talk about.
So what does Teresa want to know? I mean, what, we had a guy come down and give a whole lecture, a whole spiel about Flock cameras. What is it she wanted to know? I didn't quite understand why she wanted to go back to legislative codes and pass it through there and then bring it back to council and have three readings. The man was just saying, I want the Flock cameras taken down. I don't know what the intricacies of that were.
Valid point, but I also see Teresa's point. I mean, we're just so poorly governed that, you know, even when they come up with legislation like the e-bikes, what is it, 8 pages long and no one's...
Yeah, and that one, needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
Because it is 8 pages
really
long.
No one knows what it says, but we can't come up with one piece of paper that says, take all the Flock cameras down in the city limits of Marion. That's controversial, I guess. I don't know. It might hurt feelings, Scott. That might be the reason why we can't do it.
Well, but I think inadvertently...
It'll never make it out of legislation. I know that. It'll never
make
it out of legislation.
And I think that's another thing. Again, somebody like Teresa, or somebody like Aaron, or somebody... well, those two in particular... I would think that they would have seen that coming, that if we don't do this tonight, we know where this is going.
Well, you know, to my point about Ralph Smith developing into a statesman, regardless of what his personal feelings are on Flock cameras, if enough constituents contacted him, I would hope that he would rethink his stance. I know that Sally Jesse won't, but it seems like Ralph Smith might be reachable.
Oh, I think there is a chance that Ralph would vote to send it out of there, but I also think the speech that Ralph gave last night was so definite, talking about doorbell cameras.
Well, I don't, he's one of those CPAA, the
right,
civilian
right,
police,
right.
The Academy people, so
yeah.
He works regularly with the police department. So if he thinks it's going to benefit the police department, okay, but then he needs to remember who he's up there representing, and it's not the police department, it's the people of the Third Ward.
Well, and I guess this will depend where we started this morning, if people want to stay home and watch it on camera,
don't
on Facebook.
Don't you shame me, sir.
No, that's not you. No, no, no.
Done.
You're not the only
okay.
one. You're not the only one.
Listen, they're trying to open a halfway house about 8 houses away from me. I had to prioritize my energy for that meeting.
No, I'm just saying, if Nathan believes that this big gaggle of people will show up for flock cameras, good. And if it happens, well, I think Ralph would rethink his stance.
If I'd known they were pulling these shenanigans last night, I would have prioritized what I was doing, or reprioritized what I was doing, and went to watch. I would even worn my little Resist t-shirt or something to that effect.
Well, I just think it's very interesting, because I do believe that would sway Ralph Smith, because I believe Ralph has his own opinions, as well he should, but I also believe he does listen to what people say when they get up to the microphone. And
I believe he is now. He is starting to, yes. I agree with that.
And I think if enough people got up and said they wanted this, they wanted this, they wanted this, I think they would feel compelled to send... He would feel compelled to send it on to council. And
so
I think,
send it out. Hey, you know what they tell us? Let the voters decide. Put it on the ballot. Put flock cameras on the ballot. Let us decide if we want them.
But that puts us in an interesting place, because if you would have looked at it last night, you would have said Kreider's going to vote to get rid of these. Rollins is going to vote to get rid of these. He's always been like that, very libertarian. I think that
Stevenson and Thad, clearly.
But now, where would Sean Barr fall? He didn't have a thing to say last night.
He would have done what the police department wanted, and he would have voted no.
Maybe. Mrs. Larkin
would have voted however Sean Barr voted.
Well, now, see, now that's a problem. Mrs. Larkin's going to have to break out of that at some point.
Isn't it the truth?
But I would have said the same thing for Nathan last night, too, until his speech.
Well, you know, and for the first few things that he was there and voted on, they were mostly inconsequential. But it seems like now he's stepping into his role, and good for him. I said last night, I wonder if Collins is regretting picking him.
Well, but I'm not sure that Bill Dichtel's all in on this. I think Bill Dichtel wanted to see legislation, because I think he's of that Teresa Lubke school.
He is. He's technical. He's a technical fellow.
Right, so...
But you know what? Dichtel, he and I have disagreed in the past. I like Dichtel as a person, and I think somewhere inside of him there might also be a reachable statesman that would listen to the people and let us decide whether or not this is something that we wanted.
And I also think...
That man's never won an election, and this might help him win one.
Well, and I also think that Ralph Smith might be swayable by the people. But are the people going to show up is the question.
I think if presented in an issue, I mean, look how many of us came up on just randomly on a committee night to hear Block Guy. And that was just sort of word of mouth.
Yeah, but I don't think it can be what it was there, because I think that's why ultimately it just got forgotten and dusted aside until Aaron was asking what happened with that whole thing. I think if it comes as a... If it comes from a place of what do I want to say here?
Grassroots, is that what you're looking for?
You're out to get us. If it comes from that, I don't think that's going to sway anybody. But if it comes from, we honestly don't like these things, we're citizens, you know, we're people who've never been here before.
You know, like, I shouldn't go up there and say that I know that they're using all of these license plate readers to put a conspiracy against me and that blah, blah, blah. That's what you're saying we need to avoid.
Well, I think that does make people's... I think that does make people's eyes glaze over.
Yes. But I mean, you can point to real, actual instances. Maybe not in our own murky police department, but you can point to real actual instances across the United States of where they're being misused. So I think that would be, I agree with you. Not, I know they've got them in my neighborhood because they're trying to watch me. No, out in, you know, California, this woman was arrested when flock cameras said that she was stealing packages from Amazon, or Amazon packages, and she wasn't. You know, that sort of thing. Things that really happen, not things that we imagine could happen.
Right, but I would also imagine that Jay McDonald, and I would not be surprised if the sheriff showed up to the next meeting, considering...
Shut up, Lurch. We'd like to see you. Explain to us why Marmot funds some of those cameras. Explain that. If it's not about surveillance, explain why Marmot funds them.
I just think it's a fascinating thing on the whole.
Explain why we need three on Jefferson Street, basically.
It was just, I thought that the vote was going to happen last night.
They wanted to invite Ray Grogan. Didn't Pam Merkin come up
with
that?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Yes. Please, send Ray Grogan to city council. Let's talk. Come on, Ray. Come on, Lurch. Come up there with your buddy today.
Now, see, that's not nice. You've got nicknames for everybody this morning.
I do. Well, no, I've had those nicknames forever. But, no, bring them up there. Let us ask them the question. Let us ask them why, you know, as Dad said, why do you just get free reign of the city? Yeah, you're the sheriff and you have jurisdiction countywide. Does that mean he can do absolutely anything he wants and doesn't need any city permission? Why do we even have a government?
Well, no. And Mark Russell said no. That's not true. That it is up to you. You're the legislative body.
Exactly. So, I mean, Danny Clark saying, well, the sheriff has countywide jurisdiction. He does when it comes to law enforcement, but I do think we get to say what happens in the city as well. That's the reason why we have a separate police force.
Well,
we rely on first before we rely on the sheriff's department.
I don't know. I just thought it was interesting, and I do believe they missed their moment. Because
very unexpected. I believe so also. But if they want to, you know, we want to organize another moment, I think it's probably possible.
It's possible, but this time people will absolutely see it coming. And I think that was one of the last things last night that they didn't expect. They might have known that Thad was going to bring that, because I would imagine Thad had ran that by a few people. But I don't think they thought the Nathan Stevenson moment was coming, because I think that's why
it
got the big clap. And I don't think they thought that the Kreider joining in to say, you know, I'm not comfortable with this either. And I don't think they thought that Rollins would be so gung-ho in supporting those two, to a point to where basically you had 50-50 here.
Yep. Somebody was the toss-up. We just don't know who. That said, this conversation might all be for naught because of the Supreme Court decision that just came down. And like I said, all these civil liberties organizations have just been chomping at the bit for a reason to go after flock cameras, and this is supposed to be the reason they're going to use.
But, you know, ultimately what this is, it's fascinating that this is an issue in that some of the things said last night I would be interested to know about. Because the problem is locally, has any of this been done? Because Chief McDonald keeps saying, well, come down and see these things.
Okay, they tell us that, but I have to look it up for you. There's already an outside audit that said that they misused the cameras for no kings. I will send you some articles. They're good documents. They're not junk. It's not like TMZ or anything like that. Of multiple law enforcement officers being misusing the cameras to stalk their exes, to strangers, just various misuses of the cameras to the point that some of them have even been prosecuted, not just fired. And
well,
none of it was brought to light until people complained and outside investigations were completed. So I don't trust the police to police themselves in Marion, Ohio,
there's
or anywhere else.
There's another good reason not to be married. Stalk your exes. There you go.
Stalk your exes, Chris. Take care.
Hey, thanks for calling. We'll be back right after this.
When it's you bring your enemies close.
That was...
Mm-hmm.
Had you